This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Hey, I had to go down to Elfrida to my favorite feed store for hay and feed recently. So I grabbed my jacket, this jacket that had been my father's. I mean, I got it when he died, and it's this funny attachment for me to wear that thing. But anyway, grabbed it and jumped in my truck and headed toward Elfrida on a chilly winter day. You know, you take Highway 191 south to Elfrida. It's a funny road because it used to be called Highway 666, but folks stole the signs. Oh, the Devil's Highway. And so they changed the highway name from 666 to 191. Too bad. And as I was driving down through that brown, wintry landscape, I saw an owl alongside the road, just standing there near the fence line. And I thought, man, that isn't right. So I turned around and I went to see what was up. And I got out of my truck and walked over to that great horned owl. And he just stared at me. Big yellow eyes, and I could see that he held one wing loosely to the side. He must have been hit by a car, I thought, and I should probably catch him and take him home, or at least he'd die in the grassland, not along this two-lane blacktop, and if he lived for a day, you know, I could get him to maybe a wildlife rehab center, something like that. And so, okay, I said to that great horned owl, you're going with me. And I took off my jacket to throw over him, and he took off! For a bird with a broken wing, he had no problem running, and I chased him through 3-foot-tall, dead, prickly amaranth along the fence line. I'm glad no birders drove by to see me and that owl running up and down that fence. I finally got my jacket over him and picked him up and realized rather quickly his last meal was a skunk. Oh my gosh, that owl reeked! But I took him home wrapped in that jacket and put him in the fenced-in garden next to my chicken coop till I could figure out what to do with him. Later that day, I saw he'd actually climbed up a railroad tie fence post and was standing there, had everyone sort of nervous, the dogs, the chickens, the cats, the goats were all looking at that guy. So I just left him alone, and the next day, he was gone. And I thought, hallelujah, problem solved. Maybe that wing wasn't as bad as I thought, so I'm going about my chores. And I spot that owl on the grassland just beyond our chicken yard, and I walk out there, and he is standing on and eating my favorite chicken. No, my favorite chicken dead. That owl ate my favorite chicken. I shouted to Ms. Mosquito. Calm down, Petey. Write a poem about it. I don't know. I didn't think of that. Hey, I was driving down the highway on a wonderful winter day, going to the feed store to buy my goat some hay. I stopped to save you, Al, on Highway 666 and chased you along the fence line among the prickly sticks. I brought you back to my house, and though you smelled like a skunk, everything was going well. I mean, who'd have thunk? I don't remember saying, you feathery son of a bitch, come on over to my place for a chicken sandwich. Did I offend you, you son of a mother, Al? Hey, don't come to my place and eat my favorite fowl. Oh, for goodness sakes, Petey, you're acting like a child. Wildlife is wildlife and belongs in the wild. Well, I was feeling a little better, though my favorite chicken dead. And went over to forgive you. Then you barfed up her little head. Ah, you bug-eyed feathered dude. You killed my favorite chicken and you turned her into food. I guess you can't bring wildlife home and expect it to behave. You may eat up all the rodents, but the poultry you must save. Don't bring home wildlife and expect it to be polite. There are no manners in the wild. They'll never get it right. Salad forks go on the left. The spoon goes on the right. Please don't regurgitate your food. That's not a pretty sight. Well, I sent that bird to rehab to get him straightened out, and some folks say I should go because I'm such a lout. He may never go back to the wild and probably never be free, but may end up in a school to teach natural history. School kids will love that bird, and about nature they'll learn to think. But I hope they wash that owl off first, because, oh, that bird did stink. Well, all is forgiven. So sorry for the racket. I even had a little fire to burn my father's jacket. And as the day fades and light begins to thicken, I'll think of that owl, but I sure will miss that chicken. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.